The Girl Power Podcast.
Hi, it's Shalynn. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Girl Power Podcast. And today I am super excited to be talking to the history-making Vice President of these United States. As you know, Kamala Harris made history by becoming the first woman and the first woman of color elected to the office of Vice President of the United States. And I think she's on the line.
Hi, it's Kamala Harris. How are you?
How are you? The amazing history-making fellow Divine Nine sister, Madam Vice President Harris.
It's so good to be with you, Shalynn. And, you know, I visited Benedict College. I know you attended Benedict.
I did.
Yes, it was during the campaign, actually. But It was good to be there. And how you doing? How you holding up?
We're holding up pretty good. And, you know, it's a new normal, but, you know, hopefully everything will return to normal soon.
Well, I actually am saying normal wasn't good enough. So
wow.
Let's get back to better.
Amen. Amen. So there's going to be a mass vaccination site opening here in Greensboro tomorrow.
Yes, and we are very excited about it. And I will tell you that we are looking at doing everything we can to make sure that everyone gets vaccinated as quickly as possible. And it's going to be at the Four Seasons Center with our state partners in FEMA, and they're going to open it tomorrow, Wednesday, March 10th. The site is expected to vaccinate 3,000 people a day.
Okay.
And I want to give you a website so we can make sure that everybody goes to the website to figure out when it is their turn so that they can get their vaccination.
Absolutely.
And the website is yourspotyourshot.nc, as in North Carolina, .gov, G-O-V, and I'll repeat that. It's yourspot, yourspot, yourshot, yourshot, .nc.gov. So I encourage everyone to go to the website, make sure that you are eligible, make sure when you can go, and then get your vaccine.
You've already had yours. Tell us about your experience taking the vaccine.
I will tell you, first of all, I am so proud to have received a vaccine that was created, among others, by a black woman.
Absolutely.
Dr. Kizzy Corbett. Mm-hmm. And I got my vaccine. I got the shot in the arm. It was relatively painless and really quick. And, you know, it's just like getting a flu shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I had to wait for a few weeks, and then I got my second one. And done. And I am vaccinated, and I am so happy to be vaccinated. And, you know, I think folks should realize the benefit of getting vaccinated is not only that it'll save your life, not only that it will avoid you having to go and be hospitalized with, you know, having your family and your friends worry about whether you might even, you know, be able to survive it. So there is that, and it is about saving life. But the CDC just yesterday came out with guidelines that if you're vaccinated, you can gather indoors in small gatherings with fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask.
Now that's huge. That's huge, considering.
You can gather with unvaccinated people from one other household if they are low risk. And that's, you know, this is it. If you get vaccinated, you know, life starts opening back up a little bit. And so I just want to encourage everyone to get your vaccination when it's your turn. It will save your life. It will save the life of your family members and the community. And we each have the power that when it's our turn to get our vaccine. So let's own our power and get the vaccine.
Absolutely. So you announced yesterday $250 million in federal grants to community organizations. Can you tell us about that and where that money will go and how it's going to be used?
The $250 million is grants for localities, so for local government, to partner with community organizations on health literacy.
Okay.
And so basically what it does is it funds projects in urban communities and rural communities to help folks get information about what keeps them safe, to get them information about the vaccines, how they work, things like that. And we're really excited about it because it really, most importantly, it's about $250 million in grants, so not loans, but grants, that will go to community organizations to help with the work that they already do trying to keep and helping keep the community safe.
Now, we know that also that, you know, of course, the Black community has been dying from COVID-19 at a faster rate than most other people due to several factors, maybe underlying health conditions or the disparities in health care. Can you tell us if anything is on the horizon to begin to get the conversation started to remedy this?
Well, I mean, first of all, to your point, Black people in America have somebody that they know who has been hospitalized or who has died from COVID. So the racial disparities in this are real.
Yes.
And we know it in terms of the disproportionate number of Black folks that get the disease and die from it. And that's why part of what we did with our American Rescue Plan, which just passed out of the Senate, and we're hoping it gets passed out of the House of Representatives, looks at racial disparities. I created a bill. I had a bill when I was in the Senate, the Racial Disparities Task Force. And what it is designed to do is to track racial disparities, to talk about it, and then to deal with it, making sure that folks who have been left out will not be overlooked and that we can give them an opportunity to catch up. And it really it goes to issues of what we call equity.
Right.
You know, we for generations, my parents fought in the civil rights movement, and the fight was for equality. And we want everybody to be treated as equal. But part of what we have to understand is that we want everyone to be equal, but not everybody starts out on the same base.
Right.
Some people start on first base. Some people start on third base.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, if we want everybody to end up in the same place, for some folks, it's going to require a little bit more assistance to catch up.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're talking about when we talk about equity. Is are we making sure that the resources are going to the people who need them most so that everyone ends up in the same place?
There's been a lot of conversation, of course, especially in the Black community, about whether folks will be getting the vaccine. What would you say to a person who, if you had a conversation with them, that says, well, I'm not going to get it?
Oh, but you must get the vaccine. You have the power to save your life. You have the power
yes.
to save your grandmother's life, to save your auntie's and uncle's life. You must get the vaccine because it is your right to be healthy. It
yes.
is your right to take advantage of the science, and it is safe. I took it. So many of us have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't let anyone take you out of the process or take you out of a system that is designed to help people be healthy. Get your vaccine when it is your turn. It will save your life. We don't want you to end up in the hospital. We don't want you to end up dead. And I hate to be so direct, but that's what I'm talking about. Because when you look at the statistics around how this virus has affected Black people in America, those are realities. So if you can get a vaccine, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. Madam Vice President, thank you so much. It was such an honor.
It's all about love thy neighbor.
That's right.
What it's about.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Excited much, Shalynn? Thanks for listening to the Girl Power Podcast.